Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. Starting a business can be hard work, but it doesn't need to be confusing too. And that is why I founded Thea Collective, a learning community for entrepreneurs. Learn from experts across law, finance, tax, operations, marketing, sales, and more, and get the blueprint on how to set up and run your own business. Text biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Hello, friends. I am back today with my friend Dana Farber. If you did not listen to our interview yesterday, be sure to go back and do that. One of my favorites. It's hard to pick a favorite, but it was one of them for sure. And so let me tell you a little bit about Dana and then we'll get right into it. So she is a marketer with a soul who went from being a chief marketing officer to becoming a recent corporate dropout and the founder of Moonstone Marketing, which is a vision-led marketing and social agency for intuitive founders. She is also one of the mentors inside of Thea Collective. So that might be a reason in and of itself to join us over there. And without further ado, today, Dana is going to be talking to us about how to set smart goals for marketing. So with that, Dana, thank you for coming back. I cannot wait to hear your tips.
Yeah, of course. Hi, everyone. So this is a tried and true tactic that I have advised everyone from clients of mine to former franchisees that I've worked with. This is the way that I like to approach marketing. So marketing is pretty much a great combination of right brain and left brain. You need that creativity, of course. You need that thought that will pop into your head and think this is a great idea. But to go from having a great idea to actually having a successful campaign that drives whatever your goals are, whether it's revenue, whether it's leads, whether it's email signups, whatever you're looking to do, what I really recommend is making sure that every single one of your goals is SMART. So we're going to walk through what that acronym stands for. And yes, marketing is basically just a lot of acronyms mixed into a blender with some pretty branding on top. That's pretty much marketing for you. So if we're looking at a SMART goal, from S is going to be specific. So the biggest thing is making sure that your goal is specific and then narrowing it down to the easiest, most digestible idea. That means that typically whatever idea you start with, you're probably going to pare some things off of that because you want it to be simple so that it resonates with the consumer and so that you know what exactly you are looking at. Because just know that when you launch a brand, there could be many different tactics. And when you want to see ongoing success of your brand, there could be many different tactics. So this is every single tactic, every single campaign should be in and of itself smart. So first, specific. Second, that M is for measurable. You want to make sure that you're going to be able to understand what the evidence is that something was successful or not. So if you want to make sure that you're making progress or reevaluating when necessary, you have to be understanding where those numbers are standing. So whether that is in a CRM system, whether that's in a lead capture form, everything needs to be measurable. You need to be able to understand the results and be able to drive different categories against them. You need to be able to measure what is successful and be able to split test and look at different levels of things. So you need to make sure that everything is measurable. The next one, A, is for attainable. So make sure that you can reasonably accomplish your goal within a certain time frame. And this means that you should be setting goals for yourself that are realistic, but that also, you know, set that WAG, that wild ass goal. I love that. You know, give yourself a goal, give yourself high expectations, but also don't worry if you don't hit those. You know, a lot of marketing, and I say this all the time, is throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, a lot of it is just trying things and figuring out what's going to resonate with your audience. So you want to set goals that are attainable so that you don't feel that you've, you know, didn't hit where you're supposed to be, but you also want to give yourself a little skin in the game. That R is for relevant. So your goal should align with your values and your long-term objectives. It should fit your brand, but it should also fit your goals. And that's why I highly recommend having an annual marketing calendar and then also a monthly marketing calendar so that you're really understanding what your goals are month over month and what your long-term goals are so that you're consistently working towards it, whether, again, that's revenue, whether that's generating new leads, whether that's email signups, whatever that why is for you, you want to make sure that you are measuring against that and that it's relevant to that long-term strategy that you've set. And then the last one, and probably the most important, is time-based. So set a realistic, ambitious end date for task prioritization and motivation. So basically what that means is give yourself a window of time. And what an ideal campaign, you run it for a month, you run it for a quarter, and you're digging into that campaign throughout that month. You're adjusting where necessary. You're paying attention to the numbers. And then guess what? At the end of it, wash, rinse, repeat. You start that cycle all over again. So I tend to use the phrase a lot when talking to my clients that marketing is simple. It's not easy. So I understand there is a lot that goes into marketing. And for me, it's something that tends to feel intuitive. It's not intuitive for everyone. But if I can show my clients the matrix, so to speak, and show them that really marketing is just, it's a game. It's a game of trying different things, of seeing what works, of running the numbers, and then starting it all over again. So again, marketing is not easy, but it is simple. And these are some tried and true tactics, making sure that your goals are smart so that you know what you are working for and what you are working against.
So good. All right. So let me ask you a follow-up on this. For the new entrepreneur that's like, oh God, like what? I have so many goals. Like, where should I start? What do you think is... this is probably a hard to answer question with a lot of variables and a lot of it depends, quote unquote. But what would you say is like the most important thing to start out seeking when it comes to SMART goals? Is it an email list? Is it followers? Like anything like that?
I think I am going to hit you with an it depends, but I will give you a tactic that I think works for everyone. So what I really recommend when you are starting a business, or if it's just a new quarter, it's a new year, it's a new month, have a brainstorm with all members of your team. This is what I like to refer to as a brain dump. You want to get all of your ideas out on paper, because the worst thing is when an idea pops in your head, you want to do it, and then you just do it. Sometimes an idea isn't meant to be done right away. Sometimes it fits later on in your strategy. So it really helps for me and for a lot of other people too, just to see things visually. So get everything out, get it down on paper, and then your next step from there is organizing it. And ideally, you're working with a marketing partner or someone who can kind of help you see the forest through the trees. But what you want to do is start to categorize your content so that you understand there's different content for different things. There's content that's going to be driving conversion. There's content that's going to be there for engagement, content that's going to be there for awareness, content and campaigns that will drive different metrics. So it's for you to decide as a business owner what your key metrics, your KPIs, your key performance indicators really are. So that's where it comes that it's kind of up for grabs. It's up to the business owner. But a tried and true tactic that I would 100% recommend is get all your ideas on paper, synthesize from there, and then weigh your KPIs against each other. What is the most important thing? If it's generating revenue, great. That is the baseline goal that every single thing should tie back to. And then you can tie in subsequent sub goals to each of those as well. So ideally, the campaigns and the calendar are kind of building themselves based on what your timelines and goals really are.
All right. I have another follow-up. I'm kind of putting you on the spot a little bit. Okay. So just two things. One, where do you think is the best place to organize your content calendar? That's question one. And then I'll ask the follow-up.
You know what? I know there are so many tools out there and I've used a ton of them. I'm an Excel girl through and through. I love an Excel sheet. I love that it is something that you can share with other people. I'm a big fan of Google Workplace. I mean, that's not an ad, but I love it. You can share it. You can brainstorm. You can edit it in real time. I don't like to be locked into a plan or to a strategy or even to messaging points. I like the fluidity of being able to adjust where I see fit. So I like keeping everything in an Excel sheet. So I've created kind of a marketing framework, so to speak, that has different tabs. We use different tabs that kind of really help guide your business in different directions. So I think start from scratch, you know, start easy, start free. Use a Word document, use an Excel sheet. All that really matters is that it makes sense the way it's categorized to you.
Great advice. And then the second follow-up would be, let's say that there are, for the M, for measurable metrics around social or email that people want to track, are there any tools that you really like to help that along?
Absolutely. So I use Sprout Social for my clients as a way to track digital and social. So I use that as a social listening tool as well as a way to track our progress. However, I will say that Instagram itself and Facebook have great insights tools. So I'm always looking at those insights tools. And what I would recommend is don't wait until the end of the month. Every single month, you should absolutely be putting your numbers into a spreadsheet or a document to be tracking them. For reporting, but you should be checking it at least once a week just to get a good pulse on where are you seeing followers come from? Where are you seeing drop-off come from? Where are you seeing high engagement? Because ideally, this is where you are able to pivot in real time. And that's what makes campaigns truly successful, is being able to pay attention to the data and pivot in real time. So I would recommend Sprout Social is great for social. Drip is one of my absolute favorite email systems. It's great for pop-ups. It's great for automation. It's great for email reporting. I also love Flowdesk. It's just really user-friendly. So there are some amazing tools out there, but I honestly wouldn't sleep on just Instagram's tools. They are great, they're free, and they come set up with every single one of your accounts.
This was so helpful. Thank you for coming back on. So before we sign off, we're going to find you, work with you, and plug anything that you would like.
Great. So you guys can follow me at Moonstone Marketing. It's Moonstone, all one word, MKTG.com. That's also my Instagram handle, Moonstone MKTG. You can also find me as a mentor for the Thea Collective, and I'm also on Spotify and LinkedIn. So feel free to follow me on any platform and get in touch. I have three different programs, New Moon, Half Moon, and Full Moon, phased marketing for whatever phase you are in for your business.
Thank you so much for coming back. I just adore you. I have loved working with you as a client. I'm so excited that you're a mentor in Thea, and I just appreciate you imparting your wisdom on us as well as your story. So make sure to go back and listen to the interview if you guys didn't. It was so good.
This was amazing. Thank you so much for having me and giving me this platform. And I love what you are doing with all of your businesses. And I love what an ambitious, badass babe that you are.
Back at you. Thanks for being here. And until next time, we'll see you all soon. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about the Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Time.